Good evening, everyone. Welcome, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
And I'm Sachin.
And we're here once again.
More civilized this time, refined.
That's right. We've been going to finishing school. Pass me a beer.
Here you go,
please.
Sir.
I like how you made the sound.
A beer opening sound.
You could have just opened the beer next to you.
It's open. See, that's
but the other one.
No, that's over there. See.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Well, look at that. That was well placed. What an exciting start to the podcast. We're 46 seconds in.
Do it. Oh,
that's good. Here we go. Let's see how this tastes. Oh, tastes inexpensive. All right. So,
we should get going.
Yeah. How you been doing?
Good.
Good. What you been up to?
This weekend I went to San Diego.
All right.
So, yeah. I lived down there for 10 years, and it's just, every time I go back there, it just blows my mind how good the weather is. And it's just like, how did I live here for 10 years? And then how did I move away? Like, I don't, not like I shouldn't have or I couldn't have, like, lived there, because I did, obviously. And it's just weird because when you go there, it's like this weird, almost absurdly perfect version of, like, paradise. The weather is just like, you just walk around in shorts all the time.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, maybe it's compared to San Francisco, because, like, maybe if I lived in the South Bay, you know, like in San Jose or Oakland or somewhere else, I would be like that all the time. But here in San Francisco, I would never wear shorts out.
Right, it's so cold.
Never. Like, even on the hottest day of the year when I should wear shorts, I wouldn't.
Oh, because you don't trust it.
I don't trust it.
Yeah.
And I know that, like, you know, I've seen way too many times that, you know, you go out in the middle of the day, 81 degrees, whatever, you go inside for dinner, let's say 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, you come out and it's like literally 60 degrees.
I thought you were going to say something kind of drastic, but like 42 degrees.
I would never over-exaggerate.
Well, I braved it, the San Francisco treacherous weather. I think it was on Friday. It was a really warm day.
Right.
And I went out in just a t-shirt and shorts and flip-flops. Felt like I was back in San Diego. And it held out for me. But I was back inside before, I don't know, 5, 6 or something like that. And
I mean, even right
you
now,
you can never, like when you're down in Southern California or especially San Diego, I think you have those nights when it's just so nice and warm at night.
Yes.
That you're just going out and you're like, I don't need a jacket. I don't need any of that.
I mean, it was even like that this weekend. I mean, it's September, you know, and it was like, it was a bit, like, just slightly muggy. But yeah, it was like, all right. I mean, like, I was wearing pants. I'm like, oh, I kind of wish I was wearing shorts right now. It was just weird. I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
I mean, even right now, as you look out the window, it's like you can see the fog rolling in.
Yeah.
It just, like, covers the city, and it's just, like, cold now.
Yeah, you never get the hot nights in San Francisco.
Very rarely.
You get a hot day every once in a while.
Yeah.
But if you go out at night in shorts and t-shirt, you might regret it.
You probably will regret it.
You might be dead in the morning.
Depends on your... Go ahead.
I don't know.
Oh, I should have gone.
I was thinking, like, do I go straight and say, like, from freezing, or do I just go ridiculous and make up something?
From gang violence.
Yeah. There you go. Or an appendix burst.
And then you had a burrito, and then, like, you know, I don't know. Cool. Well, yeah, so that's what I did. And it was just, like, it's just so weird. I've been to Las Vegas a few times, you know, and, like, you go there, and it's just absurdly warm, you know, and it's just so strange because you could literally wear shorts every hour of the day and it's no big deal, you know? And, like, not only that, but Las Vegas is, like, this weird backwards land.
Yeah, it's
where
strange.
Where, especially coming from California, everything is legal or everything that you should not do is, like, encouraged. Like, you could smoke indoors, which you can't do in California. You could drink outside, which you can't do in California. I mean, you could just, like, walk down, like, you know, the street with a beer bottle in your hand, no problem.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hmm. You can...
Not that people don't do that here. It's just that
Now, you could do it on the main street in Las Vegas, like, no problem.
No,
like here,
no brown paper bag necessary.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I wouldn't walk down, like, the main street of any city with a beer bottle in my hand, just no problem.
Right.
You know, or, like, even, like, a gigantic beer bottle. You know, it'd be, like, no problem. I would just, like, walk down, this, like, Las Vegas Boulevard, beer in hand, and then, like, I would walk into a casino and have, like, three cigarettes in my mouth, you know, no problem. Like, nobody would look at me all weird. You know, what else is weird there? Well, it's gambling, of course. Like, that's completely legal. You can do that wherever you want. People, while you're gambling, will bring you drinks for free.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, it's not for free because they're trying to get you to stay at the table. But, I mean, like, in essence, it's like, basically, I'm just sitting here playing a game and somebody's bringing me drinks for free.
Right, right.
Prostitution is legal in all the counties except for the one Las Vegas is in.
Oh, really?
So you can just drive outside of, like, I think it's Clark County. I forget the name. It might be that county. But basically, if you just drive outside, you can go to, and, like, go to a brothel. Mm. That's legal. There's people, like, just constantly handing out, like,
porno slips.
Exactly. Yeah, like, oh, do you want to, here's a person you can call or whatever. That's legal.
Yeah. And you know, the strange thing I found about that, I think before, or when I first went there as an adult, or ostensibly an adult, legally an adult, I don't know about maturity-wise an adult, but when I first went there, they were handing those things out, and I think it was before high-speed internet.
Right.
And so it's like, oh my God, here's pictures of, like, naked women, and they're just giving them away. Like, this is weird. But now with the internet,
yeah,
it's like those guys are out of a job, I think. Because you don't need a guy standing on the street handing pictures of naked women out.
Well, maybe, only if you were, like, from out of town, you don't know where you're going, and you're just like, oh, here's a card, I'll just call these people. You know, I'm just speculating, I don't really know. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot of things, it's kind of this weird place, and it's like San Diego, and it's also got, to one degree, the weather of San Diego.
Except, you know what's weird about Vegas is, I feel like in San Diego, you can wander around in shorts and a t-shirt and it's great and you never have a problem with that. In Vegas, you wander around outside in shorts and a t-shirt and then you go inside and it's freezing.
That's
because
true.
They have the air conditioning on, like, it's about 50 degrees.
Oh, I don't know. Is it that cold?
Well, it feels that way. Maybe it's a drop of 50 degrees.
It probably, that's probably what
from
it is.
From 120 to 70.
That's probably it is. But it's just like, I remember being there in Las Vegas, just like, oh, I could just, I mean, it's so warm. Or it's like being in, like, Hawaii or whatever. Mm. It's just, like, so oddly, strangely warm all the time.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like I said, here in San Francisco, it's just always, I wouldn't say cold, although it is cold for sure in the winter, but it's always cool. You know, it's always, like, 60 to 65 degrees, you know? And
right,
60
right.
kind of chilly.
An 80-degree day is a weird day.
It's really weird. It's like, I don't know what to do. Like, I always take a jacket with me. Yeah. Always take a jacket, you know? And, like, if it's so hot on one day, like, I don't take a jacket, I feel kind of weird. Like, I don't know what to do. I feel cold just because I don't have a jacket.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just think of the number of fashion statements that allows you to make.
Well, that is one good thing about cold weather.
You would be uncomfortable in a stylish jacket in San Diego or Las Vegas.
I was uncomfortable because that's all I wear, stylish jackets.
I don't know what a stylish jacket looks like, but I'm assuming that San Francisco affords those who would know much more opportunities to make use of them.
They do. Have you never seen me wear a jacket?
I can't discern these things.
Well, let me tell you.
I own lots of plaid.
Wow.
I do actually own lots of plaid. I own sweatshirts from when I was in high school.
Yeah, well, you know, I own some of that stuff too. I just don't wear it, I guess.
Mm.